It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. And be thinking about your participation in our segment later this hour. As I said earlier, one of the most important things we can do, in addition to bringing you vital information about COVID-19, is to talk about how efforts to control the virus have affected our daily lives. So coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about what you miss about going into the office or to your job site each day. And I'm going to share with you a little bit more detail what I miss about seeing our production team on Air Talk in person. We talk every morning. We have a lengthy editorial conference call to lay out what we're doing for the day's program. But most of our team is working from home, and that's certainly changed the interaction, the relationship. I just love the time I get to spend with our production team because they share just so much fascinating stuff about their life and who they are as people. And that does get curtailed during a time like this where we're not in the same physical place. We'll get to that later this hour. But first, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, yesterday at his daily news conference said that his department had received complaints about gun stores in the county remaining open. And he said he planned to order all of the gun stores in the county closed, defining them as non-essential businesses. Well, by last night, the county council had come out with its determination that the sheriff could not legally do that. So that effort to close the gun stores is on hold. Joining us to talk about the legal challenges raised by that planned closure order is Eugene Volokh, UCLA law professor and also an authority on gun law. Professor Volokh, great to have you back with us on Air Talk. So what are sort of the competing issues here in the sheriff's efforts to close the gun stores?
Well, sure. So first, the Second Amendment secures a right to keep and bear arms, and that the Supreme Court has said means all of us have a right to have guns. Some of us already have them, but some of us, perhaps now because we're worried, might want to buy them, and we have a Second Amendment right to do that. Now, in a deadly epidemic, all sorts of rights can be restricted in quite substantial ways. Rights to public assembly can be restricted. Rights to live with your family. What if you're in quarantine? That's restricting your right to live with your family. Well, that the courts, I think, will say is justified. But the question here is whether you can have not just a restriction, but a total ban, essentially, even if perhaps just a temporary one, on the exercise of a right. And in a context where going to a gun store and buying it can be done in a pretty safe way, at least as safe as going to a supermarket, let's say. It's not like a mass gathering where there are lots and lots of people who are likely to be packed densely together. So I think if the rule was simply, as I think it was instituted in Pennsylvania, the governor changed his mind on the subject and actually allowed gun stores to open, but required them to do things kind of on a minimal basis and for required social distancing. You could limit the number of people in the store at any one time. That, I think, would be constitutional, even if it's quite burdensome and perhaps expensive. But a total ban on gun stores being open, I think that probably would violate the Second Amendment. By the way, a similar issue is coming up with regard to abortion clinics in Ohio and Texas, where they're trying to shut down supposedly non-essential procedures of all sorts of medical contexts, including abortion clinics. I think that, too, is likely unconstitutional when it operates as a total ban on a woman's getting an abortion.
I was wondering in California, because if I'm not mistaken, any online sales of guns have to go through a licensed dealer. So you'd have to go to the gun store and pick it up.
There's no such thing as an online sale of guns. There could be, and that's true under federal law as well. You can arrange sales online, whether with a dealer or otherwise, but you always have to conclude them in person. And yes, you're right that in California, it has to be concluded not just in a private transaction, but has to be concluded through a gun store.
I was just wondering if that further restriction, you know, then makes it all the more, if you didn't have gun stores open, that would, at least in terms of a legal sale, totally preclude someone from making a purchase.
Right, a purchase, and I think also non-purchase acquisition. So, for example, one member of a family says, look, you know, I collect guns, I have an extra gun, my parents realize they need one just in case now. I believe under California law, even that would generally not be allowed. At the very least, with regard to friends, it wouldn't be. I'm not sure if there's an exception for close family members. But certainly commercial sales have to go through a gun dealer, and as you point out, that indeed does mean it's a total ban.
Now, gun rights groups, I know, were ready to file a legal challenge to the sheriff's order. Had he followed through with that? What would that then just go to a court for whether that order is stayed or not?
You know, I don't know the status of any filings or planned filings in California. The way it would usually be done is people would go into federal court and ask for an emergency a restraining order, temporarily staying at least the order, and then there could be an emergency appeal to the Ninth Circuit, the federal appellate court.
All right, very good. Anything else to add, Professor, before we let you go?
I think this is an interesting and difficult question. There is a lot of our rights do have to yield in time of epidemic. But again, I think whether we're talking about guns or whether we're talking about abortion, I think a total prohibition or something that is in effect is a total prohibition is not constitutional.
All right. Thank you very much. That's UCLA Law Professor Eugene Volokh. We were scheduled to be joined by the Sheriff of LA County, Alex Villanueva, but as we certainly can understand, he got hung up in a meeting that he was not able to get out of. He's got a lot of important issues to deal with today, as he does every day with COVID-19. Eugene Volokh, a UCLA professor, joining us on Air Talk here on 89.3 KPCC.